Announcing a new strategic vision for an organization is the easy part, but how do you then assess whether it has landed with 365,000 colleagues across 150 countries? And that not only are they aware of and understand the global strategy, but that they also appreciate the personal connection towards its goal. That was the conundrum faced by EY's global communications and engagement leader Matt Holder at the beginning of 2021. His answer, gamification. Shortly after Carmine De Sibio was appointed chief executive in July 2019, he launched Next Wave, a new strategy and ambition to create long-term value for EY's clients, people, and society as the world's most trusted, distinctive professional services organization. It has four strategic pillars: client centricity, exceptional and diverse people, data and technology, and global integration and teaming. Holder explains, after 2 years, we wanted to check how it was landing, so we got some data back. While we had really good awareness and commitment numbers, 79% global awareness and 80% commitment, underneath this was a lot of extra data which talked about people, and how they were finding it difficult to connect the day job with the global strategy and these highfalutin ideals. They were asking how they personally contributed to our global ambition targets. But they also didn't really understand how we were delivering against those ambition targets, such as achieving net zero by 2025 and impacting 1 billion lives by 2030 through our corporate responsibility program EY Ripples. Holder realized that EY had gone as far as it could to embed the global strategy through broadcast internal communications and line managers, and that a new approach was needed. A series of focus groups with employees around the world agreed. When asked what would help them to make a personal connection to Next Wave, they responded, "Not more communications." They wanted a different approach. They wanted something team-based, that was fun and digital. And, if it was digital, something that could be played anywhere. The purpose of the focus groups was pretty simple, explains Holder. There's no point in a team of tech marketing talent sitting down and creating something. The data and co-creation absolutely drive adoption. A further round of brainstorming by Holder and agency Ogilvy introduced him to gaming psychology, gamification. Basically, how can you create something that is fun and inclusive? And if you're doing it on a team level, how do you get everybody to participate at the same time? He asks. I learned an awful lot, such as how to differentiate in point scoring and win streaks to be able to differentiate between the tens of thousands of teams that would be playing this across EY. We co-created it with our people and then tested and designed it every step of the way with them. The game was also co-created with colleagues. We tested all the questions. We tested the animations, the concepts, the videos. We did some incredibly funky videos which were humorous, and which we'd never done in EY before. We tested the team discussion at the end, says Holder. We co-created it with our people and then tested and designed it every step of the way with them. But while co-creation was essential, so too was the support of EY's board and regional leaders. The game involved significant investment, which needed their backing. We spent a lot of time taking our global executive through the game, ensuring their support and advocacy, so that they would push it out through our areas and regions, he adds. It is then really up to our regional managing partners to ensure that the countries beneath them are deploying and adopting it. Players start the game by entering an immersible environment, only accessible via the browser on their EY laptops. This also serves to capture data. They enter an elevator, the idea being that it elevates everybody's connection, with a personality and a sense of humor. The lift is called Lavella and hails from Peru. At the back of the lift is a massive window, with backdrops from around the world. The idea came from Charlie and the Great Glass Elevator, says Holder. You enter it. You have a click around with some hotspots, a bit of fun, pressing buttons. But it does certain things. For a start, the elevator can either go up or sideways. If it goes up, it opens into a cinema room where visitors can sit down and watch a 2.5-minute video featuring EY's most senior leaders, which has been filmed like a movie. There are 4 interactive quiz levels based on each of EY's strategic pillars, with 8 questions apiece. Answer a question correctly, and a piece of an animated puzzle will cover the question. Answer each question correctly, and there's a reward. It's a team voting mechanism. Each question has 4 possible answers. If most members of the team click on the same answer, the platform accepts that. But if there is a tied vote, then the team's facilitator, usually a line manager, has the casting vote. If a team answers a series of questions correctly, they achieve a winning streak which amplifies their ultimate score. Each quiz level is different. Reach global technology and the elevator comes to a jutting halt with sirens and flashing lights. Holder explains, the story is that hackers are trying to take it down, so you must play the game to crack the code to beat them. There's also a Harry Potter-style theme world and a manufacturing background, where you end up building a heart in the background. On the Harry Potter-esque level, players climb a bookcase within a library environment. It's based on people engagement and attracting exceptional and diverse talent. Each question that you get right, a book flies off the shelves with the name of the relevant HR program. So, whether that's our EY badge, which is our phenomenally successful Get a Badge in Data program, involving 250 badges, or leadership, mobility, a lot of people join EY and are interested in international assignments. The 90-minute challenge concludes with a 20-minute facilitated conversation. Two simple questions appear on the screen. Each game can be played by teams of up to 15 people in a virtual way to really have a conversation around what their team is already doing to deliver against our next wave ambition, adds Holder. The questions they tackled at each quiz level were based on key messages, so they will have been learning along the way. That all feeds into the conversation, he adds. And the second question is, what more can we do? Colleagues are incentivized to compete. There are monthly draws for those who participate with prizes including $1,000 payouts. There's a global competition, which involves flying an entire team to one of EY's events, such as World Entrepreneur of the Year in Monaco. We also have a Yammer competition, whereby if you share a picture of you doing the challenge or of your team during the challenge, you get entered for a monthly draw of $1,000. That's been great. We've had hundreds of posts, he adds. Everybody who has completed the game completes a survey, which asks whether they found it to be a fun and engaging way to learn. Whether they have learned more about, or feel more connected to, next wave in terms of the day job. And, whether they will do something differently now. These are scored out of 5. And at the moment they are approximately 4.4, 4.3 and 4.2, so we're above 80% in all our key metrics, says Holder. By the autumn of 2022, around 20,000 EY colleagues had completed the game, while a further 40,000 have registered to play. We're doing a phased deployment, and it will continue well into 2023, explains Holder. The ambition is for half the 365,000-strong workforce to ultimately participate. We're really targeting more junior ranks and joiners, he adds. Our financial year runs from July to June, and in the last year we had 100,000 new people through the doors, who find this to be a neat way to connect to our strategy early on in their EY journey. The feedback has been staggering. It is probably the most supported internal campaign that I've ever seen. The game has been translated into 12 languages, including Japanese, Korean, French, and Spanish. The game was templated and designed to fit onto a laptop. Some languages fit beautifully into the template, others are slightly more verbose, not in their language, obviously, but from an English perspective it looks long, adds Holder. The feedback to date has been consistent across the regions in which the game has been rolled out, and, due to the co-creation aspect, Holder does not expect any major surprises. I don't expect the scores to dip below 4, but even if they dipped by 10% in one country, say, that's 1 out of 150. But we're getting great feedback from the larger population sites, such as the UK, America, and Canada. Touch wood, the scores stay healthy. The game, which took 6 months to build, has a modular design which will allow other campaigns to be pushed through the platform in the future. EY has now abandoned its proposed split into two operations, auditing and consulting, but the plan had always been to talk about new wave up to the point of separation, because the overarching strategy was unlikely to change. The principles of client centricity, technology, global integration, learning and exceptional client service will remain, explains Holder. It's very important that people understand, and they do it through the game, how we've grown, how we're continuing to grow, what are the central themes we need to take forward, and how does their day job connect to those. If there was one piece of advice that Holder would impart to other organizations considering a similar project, it is this. Always ask your people what they want. They might not want this. Don't do something because it's exciting, he adds. This was a tough project. I sometimes wish that our people hadn't said that they wanted something fun, innovative, team-based, and digital. I wish they had said just send us a newsletter because that would have been a whole lot easier.